When I was a kid, if you had given me a choice, Disneyland for a month or this place for the weekend, it would have been this place every time. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. Hey, this is my Mama and Papaw's old house. And they're both in glory now, but it's right here on the farm. My parents live right next door. And so we just live right across the field. My uncle lives right across a small field. My sister and brother-in-law and their family live right across the field. So we're all just right here together. And it is incredible to be all right here. This was my favorite place in the world growing up. I mean, like I said, if you had given me a choice to go anywhere in the world, for us, Disneyland was Silver Dollar City when I was little. And if you had said, hey, you can go to Silver Dollar City and just live there for a month, or you can come to Mama and Papaw's for the weekend, that would have been a no-brainer for me. I mean, I'd have come here hands down. I loved this place. And it wasn't just because of the farm. I mean, I loved the farm. Mainly, it was because of who was here. My Mama and Papaw. I mean, they were my favorite people. I mean, I'm crazy about them. Still am. Matter of fact, I've been told that I kind of talk about them a little too much, maybe. I don't know. But they were my favorite people. And incredible people at that. I wonder how easy it is for some of us to start to forget in the craziness of life about some of those things that used to be so important to us. And I'm not just talking about physical things. And I'm not just talking about human relationships either. Now, it is really easy for us to get distracted and forget about important human relationships. That happens all the time. Marriages fall apart and friendships fall apart, and a lot of really important human relationships fall apart because we get distracted and forget about those things that are important. But what about on a deeper level? What about spiritually? Isn't it easy for us to forget about things that were once very important to us, things that we would probably call our first love? Well, Jesus had something to say to a church in particular in the book of Revelation chapter 2 when he wrote a letter to the church at Ephesus when he told them, "This one thing I have against you, that you have left your first love." And he actually called them to repent of that because they had begun to get so wrapped up in so many other things that other things were of a higher priority to them that they had forgotten about the thing that was the first priority to them in the very beginning. And that was their love for Jesus. And I would dare say to you that Jesus would say to us today, remember your first love, to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Isn't that important? Maybe you've gotten distracted. Can I just say to you today, a really good challenge for all of us is to return to our first love. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope that you have an incredible week. Would you do me a favor and right below this video, click that share button and share this Tailgate Talk with all your friends on social media. It'll help us get the word out about Tailgate Talks, but more importantly, it'll help us get the word out about Life Word, an incredible ministry that's helping make the name of Jesus famous all around the world, and that is so important. It's the reason we exist. So help us out by clicking that share button to help us to do that. Hey, I love you, and I appreciate you joining. I'm gonna save you a seat right here on the tailgate. You never know where we're gonna drop the tailgate and have a chat next week. So until then, have a great week. I love you, and we'll see you then.